All right, so I'm done talking. Do I see? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah, geez. You know I don't do this all the time. Is Paul around? All right. Well, then I'm going to shut up and bring on one of our favorites, Paul Jeremiah.
Thanks, Larry. It's nice to be here, and I enjoyed listening to Jeff, too. About a hand for that man. He did a good show. Take all this stuff out. I'm thinking of it. It's paraphernalia, you know. Let's see here. It's a song. There was a guy in the parking lot helped me bring in my stuff there. He heard that song Silver City Bound on the radio when I was doing a radio show, and I thought, yeah, that's a good song to start with. I don't do that song all the time, and so I'm gonna start off with that one, I think. Let's see. Okay. Can I take this thing off here? I don't like to use it. Play without a net. It's a song Leadbelly wrote for Blind Lemon called Silver City Bound.
Silver City bound, and me and Blind Lemon, we're gonna ride on down. Silver City bound, Silver City bound, gonna tell my baby we're Silver City bound. Me and Blind Lemon gonna ride on down. Blind Lemon, baby, blind man, catch me by the hand, baby. Lead me all through the land, catch me by the hand, oh baby. Lead me all through the land, blind man would holler, catch me by the hand, baby. Lead me all through the land, catch me by the hand, baby. Blind Lemon was a miracle. Silver City bound, Silver City bound, gonna tell my baby we're Silver City bound. And me and Blind Lemon gonna ride on down. Thank you.
Those lights don't dim, do they? Oh, they do? Oh, great. Okay, that'd be great. They put it in just for me? Oh, right. Well, you can take it less than that. That's two. Even one of those would be just fine. Thank you. I don't know why they put lights in front of stages. I always feel like one of those hamburgers at a roadside restaurant. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
keep it.
Leave the hamburger under one of those lights too long, it dries out. And I've never had a hamburger that tasted any good if I was under one of those lights, so it wouldn't want that to happen to me either. But, well, there's another old song. I'll start with some old songs here. This is another one. Comes from way back. This is a song I got from a recording by a gentleman who I only heard a couple of recordings of him on old reissues and 78s. And his name was George Carter. He was a Georgia musician. And there are probably more musicians from the state of Georgia who have influenced my playing than probably any other state. Except maybe Mississippi or Texas or Rhode Island. Yeah, sure, you know. You've never been down to the Providence River Delta? A bunch of us wops hanging around there playing music. I have limits. There's things I won't do. Thankfully, I'm not around enough to know what goes on in Rhode Island in that regard. I got a song about George Bush, though. I'll play that one for you. If I don't get arrested for treason. Regret that I have but one life to give for my country. I might want to give it a little more bass on this guitar mic. And a little bit less on the vocal. Maybe a little more treble on the guitar mic. A little more bass.
Come here, sweet mama.
these rising river blues so worrying me.
Jefferson song. Blind Lemon was one of the first guys to make records in the blues category. He didn't play 12 string, but Leadbelly did, and they played a lot together, and I just sometimes wonder what they sounded like together. I don't know. So, but his stuff works out well on a 12 string. He did a lot of moves that work out well on a 12 string, and his music was sparsely accompanied enough so that it doesn't sound too busy. Picture and I'm gonna put it in a frame. I got your picture, gonna put it in a frame, shucking sugar. When you leave town, baby, I'll find you just the same. I know my baby, she fixed the world and all of me. Every time she smiles, she shines a light on me. If you don't want me, please don't dog me round. If you don't want me, baby, please don't dog me round, shucking sugar. If you dog me round, I know you put me down. Honey, don't you wanna go? Sugar across the water where your other man won't go. And I'm worried, yes, worried everywhere. I'm worried, baby, worried everywhere, shucking sugar. I better get down the road, I won't be worried there. Blind Lemon stuff for you later on. So, let's see here. This thing fits my finger anymore. I'm putting on weight in my little finger. I can't understand what it's. I do these exercises every day, but doesn't seem to help. This is one called Still Think About You, his name is.
Still think about you.
was drawn. Almost hear you say the words you used to whisper that made everything okay now. Still think about you. Those years since you've been gone, I still think about you, 'cause I know our love was strong. Woman alone, true love you wear a blindfold when it comes to right and wrong, and I still think about you those years that you've been gone. I still think about you, 'cause I know our love was strong.
Thank you. Second Avenue, all the kids are trying to show what they can do about that killing kid. You know, Sister K took Brother Mo, bounced him around across the floor, trying to learn him how to do the killing kid. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what she did. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. And then it just... getting killed in the country don't cost a dime. In town, $40 fine. Hit with that stuff. You dodge your ma, dodge your pa. Get out of town and dodge the law. Yes, get in trouble. Get out now. Cadillac or killed in a Ford, you can even jive it on a running board, but look out, don't jump. I got a little gal up on Dago Hill, that little hot mama's got a liquor still, she sell me all kind of stuff. You know that, come over here baby, take a shot of this toddy, you're gonna get drunk, everybody gonna do that killing kid. Hey, mom, don't tell me what you do. Killed in the country won't cost one dime. In town, I don't wanna know about it. Talking about that killing kid. That's all she wrote.
Oh, Willie McTell. Blind Boy Fuller.
here's a Willie McTell song that took. It's probably his most famous song. It's called the Statesboro Blues. He didn't live in Statesboro, though. He was there for a little while back when he was a kid. His mother, he learned how to play guitar from his mother. And which harkens back to the fact that the guitar was a woman's instrument in the 1800s. Guys didn't play the guitar for the most part. Not real men. They had these little guitars they called parlor guitars that were real popular, and they sold sheet music for them, and it was a popular thing for women to play these tunes. It's where a lot of these tunes that are popular with fingerstyle guitar players even today came from, things like Spanish Fandango and stuff like that, you know, the kind of things that Etta Baker, some of the things Etta Baker plays. Well, she learned from her father. He played guitar after that phase, you know, and then she learned from her father. She told me she learned from. I said, who'd you learn from? She said, Daddy. It's funny to hear an 80-year-old woman say, Daddy. And she's a hot sketch, man. She's something else. Yeah, he learned to play from his mother, and they lived in Statesboro for a little while when he was a kid. But not when he was playing music. When he was a musician, he lived in Thompson, back in Thompson where he was from, and then moved into, used to take the train. There used to be a train that went from Savannah up to Atlanta. It was like a commuter train almost, and it was, because there used to be lots of trains in this country, and unfortunately, that was done away with, it was one of the worst things I think that ever happened to the infrastructure of this country. But even in New England, I mean, the stories I've heard about, you could get on a train up in northern New Hampshire or Vermont or somewhere and take a train to Boston, do your errands, and then come back up to New Hampshire or Vermont, you know, in one afternoon, one day. But anyway, the train doesn't go there anymore from Thompson to Atlanta. He used to play on the train, too. They used to let people sometimes play music on the trains. And Lead Belly and Blind Lemon used to do that. You could turn those chairs around. I remember seeing train seating like that, where you could take the seat and spin it around so you can face the other seat, you know, and they used to do that, play music that way. There's probably still some trains that do that. Anyway.
Turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. You got the nerve to drive this poor boy from your door. My mama tried to let me wreck his mind. Papa died and left me wild. Mama let me wreck his, papa tried to let me wild. You know I'm not good, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. She's a mighty mean woman to me this way. Mighty mean woman treat me this way. When I leave this town, pretty mama going away to stay. Papa's sister got him, and he got him. Brother got him, friend got him, I got him. Woke up this morning, had the Statesboro blues. Looked over in the corner, Grandma and Grandpa had them too. Big 80 left Savannah, running didn't stop. He ought to sort of find me, get them boilers hot. Reach in the corner, hand me my traveling shoes. You know about that, I got them Statesboro blues. Crying sister, tell your brother, not brother, tell my auntie. The end of time, my uncle, uncle, tell my cousin, cousin, tell my friend. Going up the country, mama, don't you wanna go? Might take a friend of mine, may take one or two more. Big 80 left Savannah, running didn't stop. Y'all just saw the fireman get them butters hot. Beach in the corner, hand me my traveling shoes. You know about that, I got them Statesboro blues. Once loved the one I'd ever seen. Once loved a woman better than any I'd ever seen. Treated me like a king, like she was a doggone queen. Big 80 left Savannah, running didn't stop. We ought to sort of find me, get them boilers hot. Reach in the corner, hand me my traveling shoes. You know about that, I got them Statesboro blues.
Thank you.
Here's another blind lemon tin for you. Called the stocking feet blues. I didn't do it exactly like Blind Lemon. Actually, I don't do any of the old songs exactly like the way they were intended or originally done. I don't think they intended it. Music to be played exactly. But I put an instrumental section in this song that Blind Lemon didn't do. But I cleared it with Blind Lemon in a dream that I had. He said, I have to listen to it first. I said, well, I can't play it in my sleep. Well, that does pose a problem, doesn't it? I said, can you come to my next gig? You know, I'll play it there, and if you like it. If I have a dream about you, Blind Lemon, and we're playing music together, I know that you like it, okay, but if you give me a nightmare, I'll just quit playing the song. That's all there is to it. I said, it goes something like this. Stop right there. I don't like it at all. Somebody keeps on calling me. Somebody keeps on calling me. She got a hair like the mermaids on the sea. She got up this morning, tipping across the floor, in her loving stocking feet, crying, fare thee, sweet papa, fare thee well. I done all in this world I could, trying to get along with you. Can't feel welcome now, no matter where I go. Can't feel welcome, no matter where I go. Since a woman I love drove me from her door. Thank you. stay awake, I cried the whole night long. Can't stay awake, I cried the whole night long. Woman I love packed a trunk and gone. Made up a cauldron. It's called One More Last Time. I've said that about quite a few things in my life.
Last time, babe.
Last time, well, I contemplate my leaving one more last time. Baby, and I'll be through. Yeah, and I have been to western lands longer than me. The moonlight on the great divide brings me ecstasy. The mountains say tomorrow and the sand says years ago. The rivers just ain't talking. The wind says I don't know. It's one more last time. Will the road be rough and rocky? One more last time. I got the love from you. One more last time. Will I contemplate my leaving? One more last time.
This is a Blind Boy Fuller tune that I rearranged a bit. Monk introduction. He was from North Carolina too. So. Boys hollering extra. Have you heard the news? Lost a gal I love, I got them walking blues. I keep walking, trying to walk my troubles away. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. My sweet milk, but she soured on me. We won't be together now like we used to be, and I keep walking, trying to walk my troubles away. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Thank you. strychnine in my coffee, ashes in my tea. Lord, that woman sure made a wreck on me. I keep walking, trying to walk my troubles away. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Extra. Have you heard the news? Lost a gal I love. I got the walking blues. I kept walking, trying to walk my trouble away. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Thank you. Let's see here. Anything anybody wants to hear? In case you have to leave early. A song from Bush. The song from Bush. All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I got this thing in tuning right now. I'll do a skip change song first, and then I'll play that one, so we'll have to change tuning again. Here's a skip change tune that isn't in the minor tuning that he used for most of his stuff. It's called Special Rider Blues, and it's one of those songs that's been around. I don't know who whether he learned it from, whether he learned his song from Little Brother Montgomery, or if it was the other way around. Little Brother was playing piano in some of the same joints as Skip James was working back in the 20s and 30s. I probably spend more time talking to Little Brother Montgomery than I did to Skip James, but. They both had interesting attitudes about life. I think it comes from playing in the turpentine camps, and for what came with what that was all about, and the life around that. But Skip James became a gospel singer. I don't know if he was a jackleg preacher or a real preacher. I don't get talking about religion here. But it was good. It was an interesting combination to be a man of the cloth in combination with being a blues singer. Talk about opposite ends of the spectrum. Although John Fahey told me one time a story about him and Al Wilson being out in California and looking up Rube Lacey, who had become he was a very popular Delta singer in his day, and he became a preacher in California, had a congregation out there, and they were talking to him, and John said, well, you know, you don't play blues anymore, right? Because you're a preacher and all that stuff. He said, wait a minute. He said, that's a lot of baloney. He said, you come to my church tomorrow, and I'll give you a sermon about blues is truth, he said. And he did. So he said a lot of that stuff was just a lot of stuff that was perpetrated on the citizens of certain parts of the country by the local establishment, you know, to repress the music and the ebullience of life which accompanied it. I said, well, nothing has changed. Being an escaped Catholic, I can attest to that in my lifetime. Of course, I haven't been to church in so long, I don't know what they're talking about now. Singing this song, baby, to ease your troubled mind. I would sing to you to ease your troubling mind. 'Cause you see, it's all already, and I'm bothered all the time. Well, 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 what more can I do? 'Cause there ain't no one ever take the place of you. Thank you. doing a long first set. Oh my God, I guess I am, aren't I? And I was gonna do a, oh, I can do it longer than this, yeah. And then I'd come back and take a break and do a shorter set to end things up. I don't carry a watch anymore. I did that out of consideration for the concept of time. Actually, it's just an interesting concept right there, isn't it? I never thought about it that way before. I've given lots of reasons why I don't carry a watch, but never that one before. When I'm on the road, I find a lot of old 78s in junk stores, and one of the records that I run across quite a bit, and I always like the song, is a song called Bully of the Town, which was probably the most frequent recording I've seen of this song. Was by Riley Puckett, who was the father of bluegrass music. He was a blind guitar player. And he was the father of bluegrass music, and he never used a flat pick. I think that's so great. You know? And he worked a lot with Skillet Lickers. He was a member of the Skillet Lickers with Gid Tenor, and I can't remember who else was in the band. It was a famous string band back from Georgia. But I always wanted to rewrite the song. The song was actually written sometime. It was actually, I think, either copped from the tradition or by someone who claimed to have written it or was actually composed, and I've heard different theories about the song and about where it came from and why. One version I heard was that it was written for in response to police brutality in the 1800s in the city of St. Louis, I think it was. Earliest version of it actually was recorded by a woman singer whose name I can't remember. She was sort of an operatic, early vaudeville kind of singer. There's a lot of different versions of it, really. So I thought I'd make up another one.
Got the nod right from Janet Reno and Janet.
Jerry Falwell's got just another bully of the town. Yeah, I'm looking for the bully of the town. Looking for the bully and I mean to put him down. Looking for the bully of the town. Yeah, Ruby Ridge and Waco, the bully got the nod. The bully steps on poor folks and he's goose-stepping hard. Just another bully of the town. That old bully's mad with me, maybe wants to fight. If that old bully wants to fight, I'm doing something right. Yeah, the bully's unaccountable when the law becomes a sham. He'll keep on doing what he does just because he can. That's the bully of the town. In the prison system, you find that bully there. Use lethal injection on a tired electric chair. That's the bully of the town. Yeah, I'm looking for the bully of the town. Looking for the bully and I'm gonna put him down. Looking for the bully.
Oh, thank you.
I guess the song is really more about the Posse Comitatus law than it is about George Bush. But I'll throw him into it too. It's a funny law, you know, it says that the government can't use troops against the population. But they find reasons to get around it a lot. If they did it to Kent State and Jackson State and other places. That law was passed in 1878. I'll do another couple of songs and take a breeze. A P is ours for the key is ours. But anything anyone else wants to hear while I'm up here for this set, if you have something you could think of, don't hesitate to. Robert Johnson's song, yeah, okay. A song of his, which he supposedly got a bit of this mostly from Big Bill Brunsey, but I don't think that matters or anything. I don't really catch the see that, but it's called Love in Vain. Followed her to the station with her suitcase in my hand. I followed her to the station with her suitcase in my hand. It's hard to tell, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain. When a train rolled up to the station, you know I looked her in the
high when a train roared up to the station. I looked her in the eye. I felt so lonesome, lonesome, I couldn't help but cry. All my love's in vain. When the train rolled out of the station, there were two lights on behind. The train rolled out of the station, there were two lights on behind. Well, the green light was my blues, and the red light was my mind. All my love's in vain. Mm-hmm. Ooh, oh, oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh, oh, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you.
I play one more tune for the set. And
let's see what we got here. Maybe I think I'll play one of my songs from my divorce trilogy. I hope that never happens. Not a very pleasant experience by any means. It's a very humbling experience. It's a miserable, psychotic experience. It's one of the worst things that can happen to your mind. It's called Wonderful Affliction, his name is. And it's about as up song as I can possibly write about such a terrible subject. A needle, and it sews my life. So many different people. Yeah, she's a sweet little arm full of heaven. She really had me in her spell. But for every bit of heaven, it's bound to be a little bit of hell. Yeah, sweet little arm full of heaven, can really drag it right through hell. My body took a ride, but my mind ain't feeling so swell. Is that right? Yeah, so what? Withdrawal
from a heavy love addiction. That's the price I pay for such a wonderful affliction.
I'll be back in a little bit. Here's a little little ragtime thing I made up called it's called the Farewell Street Rag.
So long.
falling out last night. Had a falling out last night. Somehow or another, things ain't going on right. Baby, sit down on my knee. Come here, baby, sit down on my knee. I wanna tell you all about the way you've been driving me. The summer's gone, the winter's coming on. You know pretty soon, baby, I'll be gone. Soon I'll be gone. Winter's coming on, and down the road I'm going. Baby, won't you wanna go? Baby, don't you wanna go? Pack your little suitcase, we're gonna Kokomo.
It's Scupper Blackwell, man.
I'll do another instrumental for you here. That's written by Steve Mann, who I don't know what he's doing. If he's still playing music or what's happened. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. But he was very active on the West Coast some years back, and I met him in the 70s. And person who had a substance abuse problem and was Yom Akokin and knew him when he was out there in the 60s, and he told me recently that that what I didn't know about Steve was that he had been brought into a drug program which to treat heroin addicts, which messed him up even worse than he was originally. And anyway, in any case, I didn't know anything about that, and I don't really know too much about him except that he was a terrific guitar player and one of the best guitar players I've ever heard. One of the few people that I would say was a musical genius. And, anyway, this is an instrumental piece he wrote back in the 60s. It's called Holly. I didn't learn it from Steve Mann, though. In fact, I never saw him play it. I learned it from a couple of guys who did learn it from him. Eric Franson and Jack McGann. I think those are the only two people I ever heard play it. And I haven't heard either of those guys play it in probably 25 years. Jack's passed away and Eric is still around. I'd never hear him play it. Never see him around much, but he's still in New York, as far as I know. Anyway, thank you. Lost my, yeah, sure.
What's the name of the recording that you recorded that song?
You can get this on, you can get it on the live CD, I think. The song was written by Percy Mayfield, who was a great songwriter who's not around anymore. He wrote a lot of big songs for Ray Charles. He was an R&B singer and songwriter and performed. I never saw him play live, except on a film. But every time I went to the West Coast, fans of his music would say to me, "Ah, you just missed him. He was playing in Oakland last week." And I never got a chance to see the guy play. But I met his wife one time, and I said to her, "Well, it's really great to meet the woman that inspired some of the most depressing songs I've ever heard." She got a big kick out of it. Actually, we had a nice laugh. We had a good time. She's nice. He's written some of the most depressing songs about relationships I've ever heard in my life. Probably get by with it, but it wasn't the right one. My soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. My future is my past. These memories will last. I learned to love the days gone by. Each day that comes and goes is like the one before. My mind is lost to the day I die. Words would fail me if I tried to describe her. I know she's not all she should have been. She was a devil with the face of an angel. She was sweet and cruel, cruel and sweet as home medicine. You would be so kind to help me find my mind. I want to thank you in advance. Notice before we start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. Thank you.
kind help me find my mind. I wanna thank you in advance. Know this before we start. My soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. I lost my mind in a wild romance.
Thank you.
After the first of the year sometime, I guess. I haven't finished it. I don't know, I just seem I can't find the time to get it all taken care of. I've been on the road more this year, I think. I've been driving. I think I logged more miles so far this year than I ever have before, and it's I just can't seem to find the time and get the logistics. I've been recording in Louisville, Kentucky. That might be one of the problems. Going through Louisville a whole lot. Been doing a lot of diagonal trips across the country. So I think I'll maybe record someplace else too. You know, I don't have to record everything in one place. So I guess that's what I'm going to have to do if it's going to come out in any kind of time. Maybe I should do some of the songs I was recording too. Anyway, I'll do this one for you. This is another one of my... This is a song actually I did on the piano. I wrote it on piano, but there's never any pianos around, so rather than not do the song, I came up with a guitar arrangement for it. Just one thing, baby, I'd like to know before we close the show. Tell me where did I lose your love? I lost my way, nearly lost my mind. Another one like you I'll never find. Tell me where your love. I have a picture of you in the station. We didn't know our destination. Tell me where did I lose your love? And in my life and time, there is no lost and found. Yet I will wander till I'm underground. Tell me where did I lose your love? Thank you.
I live my life, baby. I don't care, win or lose. I don't expect redemption on my dues. Tell me where did I lose your love? Yeah, there's just one thing, babe, I'd like to know before we close the show. Tell me where did I lose your love?
Thank you. That's getting late, I guess. Or is that always put ahead just because the last call isn't until Budapest to get the patrons out of the bar before? I said, but I better do. Okay. I don't want to go too late. Do you know, I really don't do any of his songs, but I did record something for a memorial album for him. There was a Charlie Patton song that I don't know if that's ever come out yet or not, if it's going to. There's a company in Oregon that's supposed to gonna be putting it out. Yeah, a memorial, a tribute album for John Fahey, you know, but it's not one of his songs. But he was so very instrumental in popularizing, getting the old time musicians, the blues singers, and whenever I was around John Fahey, we usually talked about the old time blues and the musicians that we ran into, and he was really important in that whole thing because he discovered Booker White, rediscovered Booker White and Skip James and people like that, you know. And his music was very much entrenched in that tradition too, you know. And I really love his playing, but I don't do any of his songs. God, I really don't. Never did. But I really, I sure enjoyed hanging out talking with him. And I miss him. And there's too many musicians that passed away in the last year or two. I just can't believe the number of people. Dave Van Ronk passing away this past winter. Just too much. I mean, it's just too much of that. I mean, you know, nobody lives forever, but God, they got to take them all at once. Maybe I'll just close off with one of my 12-string deals here. I didn't do much slide tonight, but that's the way it goes. It's called Kicking in the Country. Your dreams, don't break the needle on the sewing machine. Wiggle like a lizard and hop like a frog. Kick it in the country like a yellow dog. And I'm a yellow dog. You can kick it in the country, baby, like a yellow dog. Make it back, baby, when things are going tough. Put your hood back in the water, mama, strut your stuff. Heat up the skillet and pop on the lid. Keep summer cooking if you gotta keep it hidden. Gotta keep it. Keep some cooking, baby, if you gotta keep it here. Said, I don't know, but I've been told some people died about jelly roll. Better than money, better than gold, but I ain't gonna die about your sweet jelly roll. While about it, but I sure ain't gonna die about
Better than money, better than gold, ain't gonna worry my soul. Nothing going right to something else to chew. Bounce back when you're on your hands and knees and you hear something calling you. Stomping up a tree, I listen to the tree. You hear something calling you, baby, stomping up a tree. Jack in the box, your ship is all in pieces and you're stranded on the rocks. Put them all together, find someone to lend a hand. Fall in love, and if it dies, you start over again. Ah, fall in love, and if it dies, baby, you'll start again and again. Tell that ticket agent, leave his window down. Things are still cooking, I ain't leaving town. I ain't. But things are still cooking. Honey, I ain't leaving town. You can bounce back, baby. Don't worry about your dreams. Don't break the needle on the sewing machine. Wiggle like a lizard, hop like a frog. Kick it in the country like a yellow dog. And I'm a yellow dog. You can kick it in the country, baby, like a yellow dog. Good night, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Right, World Fest. God, well, that's way ahead. But I will be there in April. If you're in North Carolina. Hmm? I'm sorry? Yeah, right. Here's one I call The Truth Is on the Streets. I got friends all up and down the line. That's what makes traveling so easy. The darkest highway doesn't bring me down. That old highway wind can free me. And you can hang around some small town square. You can hear what's news and the trouble there. And the papers just can't tell it. They just can't yell it. The truth is on the streets before your eyes. Bad news will chase you all around the world. Sometimes peace of mind will follow, even when sadness never seems to fade. Sometimes there'll be a bright tomorrow, and your friends can help maintain control. When the boat you're in starts to pitch and roll, and the papers just can't tell it, they just can't yell it. The truth is on the streets before your eyes. Get lonely living like you do. But I say no, it's just the other way. Loneliness ain't got no traveling shoes, and all the money can't buy off the blues. Prosperity hawkers are fooling. Papers just can't tell it, they just can't yell it. The truth is on the streets before your eyes. Yeah, and I got friends all up and down the line. That's what makes traveling so easy. Muchas gracias.
Thank you.